Sinners star Wunmi Mosaku unable to celebrate her Oscar nomination because of the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preti. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 16, 2026. Wunmi Mosaku, known for her roles in the 2025 film Sinners and the Disney Plus series Loki, says she is unable to celebrate her Oscar nomination due to the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preti. "How can I possibly go out and enjoy the moment?" the Nigerian-born British actress asked. "I've not been able to celebrate because of what's going on right now. With the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preti by ICE agents in Minnesota and the kidnapping of a 5-year-old boy," Mosaku told the Sunday Times. Notably, Preti was not fatally shot by an agent with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, but rather by a U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, official. "It's difficult to hold both the nomination and the news because one feels beautiful and one is so dark and heavy. Truly dystopian. How can I possibly go out and buy some drinks and enjoy the moment?" the Deadpool and Wolverine actress added. Mosaku was nominated for Best Supporting Actress at the 2026 Academy Awards for her role as Annie in the vampire drama/horror film Sinners, directed by Ryan Coogler, which makes for the 39-year-old's first-ever Oscar nomination. The Lovecraft Country actress went on to say that her husband is not as shocked as I am at the news. "There's a very strange American psyche where terrible things happen and people still can go to work the next day. Whereas I'm floored for a week and think, how are people going to crowded places when this has just happened? I want a cocoon," she said. "My reaction reminds him that this is not normal." Mosaku, who currently lives in Los Angeles, continued, adding that it was never part of my plan to raise her children in the United States. "I anticipate moving, but I'm not sure where," the actress said. "I'm not going to lie, it's hard to envision coming back to Manchester when you've been spoiled by the weather in LA. Mosaku has joined the cohort of fellow celebrities complaining about routine enforcement of U.S. law while Democrat lawmakers stoke the flames. Earlier this month, actress Jamie Lee Curtis told Variety that the ICE situation is out of control, calling the Trump administration inhuman and deeming the actions of federal agents an abhorrence. Several other members of Hollywood have taken to social media or red carpet interviews in recent weeks to issue unhinged diatribes, with singer Roseanne Cash urging all of her fans who support the Trump administration to unfollow her on social media, while Breaking Bad star Giancarlo Esposito called for a revolution to combat ICE. Late last month, actress Molly Ringwald declared the Trump administration a fascist government and warned that supporting President Donald Trump's immigration policies will eventually result in Americans being found guilty of treason or having collaborated with fascists when leftists take back control of the government. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.